whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Miles Kennedy, such a pleasure to meet you again for the third time now here in Berlin. Yes, how are you feeling?
I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. It's always, you know, it's great to be back and just enjoying the beautiful rainy weather.
Yes, we see the weather here because we are in the Winter Garden. The last time we met at the bar here in this hotel in Berlin. What would you say, what is the best place to do an interview? Where is it most comfortable for you as a rock star?
I quite like this. This is actually really ideal. This, they call this the Winter Garden?
Yes, Winter Garden.
This is pretty dope because the view here is great. I see like these beautiful trees and I like, I'm a big fan of foliage. I have a theory that human beings are meant to see, you know, lush greenery because it's good for your soul. Yeah, in fact, I'm wearing green right now.
Exactly.
I'm wearing a shirt that's a John Deere shirt, which is the machinery we use in the States to trim the greenery.
Ah, all right.
John Deere lawnmowers. So cool. It's a whole thing today. We have a whole motif.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, 1 year has passed and a lot happened. What was the most exciting thing in the past year for you?
Gosh, there have been so many exciting things. I think for me, probably the most exciting thing was getting to record this record and start the process at 5150 Studios, which is the Van Halen studio. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that we were one of the first, you know, groups that were allowed in to, you know, make a record, and with the exception of, you know, Van Halen and Mammoth. And so that was just a big honor, you know, pretty crazy.
It's really interesting because the last time we spoke, you mentioned maybe you do something with Wolfgang Van Halen. Did that happen in the last year and maybe in the studio?
No, nothing. It didn't happen in the studio. He'd come up because the house that he lives in is just down the hill, and he came up and would hang out on the couch while we were doing some work. And we also got to hear, he went before his, right, it's not out quite yet, I don't think, but his newest record. We got to sit in the studio and listen to that whole record, which was cool. Where was I going with this? No, it was cool. It was just a great experience. Yeah.
Cool. And now, why was it time for a new Alter Bridge album? Because you're doing so much stuff. You're so busy with your solo stuff, that stuff with Slash. Now again with the band. Why?
Because we have the 3-year cycle, so we've managed to maintain that cycle for 15 years. So he's just right on. Manager's like, you got to get in the studio. No time for rest. I know you're tired after touring your solo record, but you need to get in there and knock this out. Okay. So all right. So we managed to get it done somehow.
But when you look at your discography list, it's more than a 3-year gap, like a 4-year gap, because it gets out 2026.
That's a good point, actually,
so
yeah.
Maybe the longest gap between two Alter Bridge albums means worth wait for the fans for the next album. What would you say?
I hope so. Yeah. Hopefully people will feel that way. You're the first person that's picked. I didn't even realize that till just now. So it is technically 4 years if the last...
Yeah, maybe three and a half or so.
Yeah, you know. All right. Okay. Well, we're slacking. Our fans are like, they're slacking, they're slowing down.
And the album is very special because it's a self-titled album.
Yeah.
I think many musicians believe that a self-titled album is the quintessence of a band, maybe. And so I asked myself the question, what exactly is Alter Bridge? What is the essence? What defines you as Alter Bridge, the band?
I think what defines the constant thread we tried to maintain on all the records is it's a heavier riff based, not necessarily bluesy riffs, but like almost bordering on metal at times. I want to be careful how I use it because metalheads are like, you're not metal, but certainly drop tunings and heavier in that sense, and then but maintaining melody, not screaming vocals, because that's not really what my voice does. So we rely on and Mark sings as well. You know, he's singing as well on this stuff, and then with a certain a lyrical style. So that's there, and I think that this, we called it self-titled, AB, just Alter Bridge, because that essence is. maintained on all of our albums, but they tend to maybe lean one way where some records will have like maybe some keyboards here and there, or they'll take some kind of left turns to just for the sake of mixing it up. But this record, for the most part, stays right down the middle. And it kind of, that's the essence of this band. And so, you know, that's where we're planting our flag.
Let's take a look at this cover. May I be honest with you?
Sure.
When I first looked at the album cover, I thought it was a placeholder or something like this. It's only a big AB for Alter Bridge. But when I thought about the purpose of a self-titled album, it became clear to me, maybe it doesn't need anything more than that. What was the process like to get there? It's so minimalistic.
Yeah, it's very minimalistic. You know, I was actually really surprised that the rest of the band liked it. Because I love, when I saw it, I love minimalism. Like, I love, like, the Bauhaus, that whole, and to me, it was reminding me of something you'd see from that whole movement back in the, you know, 30s and 40s. And so, yeah, it was, you know, not, there's no, like, dragons or, nope, you know, blood or monsters. You know, it's very simple.
And it's like one color. Is that a black font or is it dark green or so?
I think it's black, but you know what? Yeah. I didn't even realize. So yeah, it says AB, but if you look, that's actually an 8 where the B is.
Ah, I thought it was a 13 or something. Yes, an 8, yeah.
Yes, wow, which are, it's our 8th record.
Album.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy. Yeah.
And then if you do this, check this out. If you cover the 8, it says AI. What?
Whoa, okay.
That wasn't intentional. Somebody pointed that out yesterday, but we do have a song at the end of the record that's about AI, so you know,
all right, apropos. Well, what's your opinion about AI? Is it a possibility for the future to get a new thing coming, or is it like a problem in general?
Well, I think it really depends. I think it depends on how, you know, we're still at a point where we might be able to harness it. I think if we let it, you know, kind of do its thing, we might regret that. I'm no specialist in that. I think it's going to help with a lot of things. It's going to make our lives easier. But it's something we might want to consider putting some guardrails on, because I would love to say that we'll still be the smartest thing on the planet. But I think with where that's going, we won't be the smartest thing on the planet anymore. And usually the smartest thing in a certain ecosystem is the thing that, you know, you have to fear the most. So we'll see how this turns out.
Yeah, very special. And you mentioned the last track on the album, It's About AI, and it is the longest song you ever recorded on an Alter Bridge album, Slave to Master, over 9 minutes long. Was that planned?
No. It's funny because, so I brought in the first like four some odd minutes of that track that I had set aside. And then when we started working on it as a band, Mark was like, hey, I've got these other parts that would work with it as well. Like, cool. Huh. And they worked really well. But then we didn't even, as we were arranging it, we didn't even put it together. We thought it was maybe 7 minutes, you know. And then once we looked at, you know, the file, and we're like, holy mackerel, it's over 9 minutes long. And one of the best compliments we've heard from people is that they're like, well, it doesn't feel like 9 minutes. Like when they listen to it, they're like, oh, that you know, I didn't feel like I was losing attention. And and I was like, okay, well, good. If it can keep you, if it's compelling enough to keep your attention for 9 minutes in this day and age, that's a minor miracle.
I wanted to say that's very cool, because like in this time, when you listen to Spotify or anything else, always new songs are like 2.5 minutes. What would you tell your record company when they tell you, please make more short songs? We want to the people to stream your songs more often also. What would you say to them? Because I think only one track on this album is under 4 minutes long.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I like short songs personally. I'm not angry at short songs. I love long songs as well. And I get the record, like, you know, anybody's concerned, like, you got to keep, because, you know, it's the world we live in. People have short attention spans. So I'm not going to be presumptuous and expect everybody to sit down and digest 9 minutes of music. But, you know, at the same time, I don't want to create something, and I don't think any of the guys do, where it's like you look at it as a product. That's the thing. We're kind of bullheaded that way. We're kind of an A&R person's nightmare, because we aren't the band that, like, oh, we need a hit. We got to write a hit. And it's like, it's one of the reasons we've had success, we're not like a household name. You know, I think that's something that was intentional. You know, the way I look at it, mm-hmm. Some actors they want to make mainstream big blockbuster films. Other actors, they want to do indie films, mm-hmm. you know, and that's kind of in a way where our mindset is, where it's like, we would rather make the films we want to make and make the music we want to make. We know because we're not following a certain formula that it might not get, you know, mm-hmm. it won't be a, you know, a blockbuster, but it'll be something that hopefully other people with the same taste will gravitate towards.
Yeah. Absolutely. And coming back to other tracks on the album, you mentioned it before. You and Mark sing lead vocals on two songs together, Trust in Me and Tested and Able. How do you decide who sings what? Because I think on the one song, you sing the verses and he the chorus and other way around. How do you manage to get it done?
We fist fight and we just have a knockdown drag. No, I'm joking. Oh, okay. You looked at me seriously and I'm like, he thinks I'm serious. We just kind of know, like for me, like if there's certain, so we both will bring in, you know, music and melodies and there's some melodies, if he has a melody for something where I'm like, that's definitely a Mark melody. So mm-hmm. Trust in Me, like when I heard that chorus, I was like, oh yeah, you should sing that. That's you all the way. Tested and Able, you know, that's another, that was one where I was like, oh, the verses, he slays on those verses. That's, I think he'd do better there. And then the chorus would seem like something that, you know, would work for what I do. So that's kind of how we know. It's never set in stone. And sometimes we'll even live, we'll really mix it up. So there's a song on the first Alter Bridge record called Burn It Down, which I sang, but he sings that live. Because I get a break, you know, I get to rest my voice, and then he plays a solo on the record. I play the solo on live, so it's fun having somebody that you can do that with, you know.
So you didn't have any problems with that? I want to do this one. No, I want to sing on this one.
No, we don't really have that sort of
argument. No,
no, no. It's pretty easy. It's kind of boring, actually. We probably should. We need some conflict. Jesus, Alter Bridge is. You know, sometimes it's too functional for our own good.
Too friendly and functional.
Too friendly. No. That's not metal.
No, of course. I really like the phrase you mentioned, Mark Melody and Miles Melody. It rhymes to your name.
It's Miles Melody. The M&M. Yeah. Yes. We both love melody. A melody, if you ask either one of us, that's the parent to us. That's the most important part. Although I think with what we do, the riff is just as important. To me, the riff is kind of melody in and of itself. Mm. So, you know, it's...
But also the lyrics, this one gave me goosebumps at the end of the close of the album, The Slave to Master, the longest track you ever recorded. Right. It's out of control, so where do we go? Where do you go, Miles?
I don't know. If AI takes over, that's the million-dollar question, is where will we go? Where will this go? Where will this technology go? I mean, it's pretty, you know, we're pretty early in the game. You know, maybe when we do another interview in 5 years, you'll be like, well, this is where we went.
Maybe I won't be here anymore because a robot makes the interview or the AI itself.
Oh, man, don't say that. That terrifies me.
I'm a radio host, so my job is, in danger, probably. We don't know.
I hope not. I hope not, my friend.
Let's talk a bit more about the album. What is your favorite song in the album and why? What would you say? Is there one?
It's tough. I that's really, really struggle with that one. I probably Silent Divide, just because I feel like that's so Alter Bridge, you know, it's so kind of what we do, where it's like, it's the sum of its parts. We all come together and, you know, and it's the, somehow, it's like when I first brought the genesis of the song to the band, you know, I didn't really like where it was going initially with my, like the demo. And then once the band, you know, put their stamp on it, and Elvis helped us, and then it elevated it, and I think that's important. Yeah,
it's like after 4 years we're back, welcome back.
Yeah,
we're Alter Bridge, and and this is the AB, the AI, the eighth album.
Exactly, the AI AB number eight.
You can interpret
it's all there.
Very important stuff as well. You celebrated your 20th anniversary last year.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations first. And you're still here, the whole band, Scott, Brian, Mark, and you. How do you manage to work together so consistently and so long? You mentioned already you're so friendly to each other. How do you do that?
I think it's because we respect each other and we, none of us are hotheads. Nobody, you know, nobody likes conflict. And I think we're all raised a certain way. I think you can kind of thank our parents for that. You know, I think they just instilled certain values, which help. And we have a common work ethic, especially Mark and I, a common goal. We serve the song and want to just make the best music we can.
Yeah. Do you have a work schedule? You start at 9 a.m. in the morning and then you go home at 5 p.m. or so with a little break? How was it?
Well, let's see. When we were doing the pre-production, which is kind of the most important part, because that's when you take all your songs and your ideas and you come together and you work it out. So we'd usually get there around, what time would we get? That's a really good, I think it was probably around 10 or 11. And then we'd probably go till 7. So it wasn't crazy long hours. You know, the thing is it's such intense, you have to be so focused that much longer than that, doing that process and you burn out. Mm-hmm. Like if you were to go like 12 hours trying to arrange, nobody would last because it's different than like when you're recording and you can spread that out through the day. But when you're just focused on getting the best arrangement of a song, it's a lot of problem solving and it can wear you out.
Yeah. I think last year you mentioned you could arrange like a brass band or a jazz combo or so. How is it with Alter Bridge? Do you take, do you have a note schedule or something? Do you do it in like pattern or only in text format?
We basically just do like when we're sending ideas, Mark and I will send a phone memo of a riff or a melody idea. And then, you know, here's kind of what I'm thinking. And then move to the next step where we'll do, you'll demo it out. It separately. So like he's lucky because he's got Flip. They live near each other, our drummer. Mm-hmm. And then the guy who is assistant engineer on the records. So he'll go to Mark's place and then help them demo it. I'm kind of in I'm up in the Pacific Northwest by myself. So I have to do it all on my own in my little studio there. So I'm kind of lonely in my little island, but, yeah, and then we put the stuff up on Dropbox and decide what songs are going to make the cut, and then we come together and we take those songs and everybody puts their spin on it and makes it their own.
Another big thing is coming, and it's very cool. You're going on tour in the coming year, and I printed your schedule plan for the concerts. And it doesn't fit on one page.
Oh, look at that.
Jeez. Goes right on the next one. And the first one, what a cool idea from your company. You start your tour in Hamburg.
Right in Hamburg.
Sporthalle.
What do you know?
It's the 15th of January, presented by Rock Antenne Hamburg.
Awesome.
And what special ideas have you come up with a new tour coming?
Well, we're trying to get that all figured out. So we got to figure out what the set list is going to be. Yeah. We got to figure out, you know, as far as just the look of it, what we're going to do. So we're still kind of in the early stages, but I can assure you it's going to be badass. We will not disappoint.
All right. Very cool. And one thing that has also came to my mind when we spoke last year, my last question was when we spoke, what would you like to do in the future besides your general projects like Alter Bridge and your solo stuff? And I think your answer maybe wasn't 100% sure. You wanted to play a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
Did that plan change?
No, I would still love to do that. I just don't know if it's such sacred ground. I don't know if that would be sacrilegious. You know, she's so good. I was just listening to her the other day. I'm like, I can't cover this. She's perfect. I think I would love to do something like that. Maybe one day I'd like to do something more symphonic. That'd be fun. Where we're kind of involved with our local symphony and back where I live in Spokane. My wife and I have a charity that mm-hmm. we help, you know, Future Song Foundation. We do stuff with them, but I don't know. I mean, any suggestions? I'd like to figure something out, something different, you know?
Yeah. Maybe you need a little push to do what you want to do like years ago. So
yeah. Yeah. I mean, something, you know, it's kind of like, I've been so lucky. I've gotten to, you know, do a lot of, Mark's killing it with the Sinatra tribute that he does. And so, you know, it's, as artists, it's good for you to stretch out and do something a little different. And I think it's nice for the fans too, because they see you in a different context and see your a certain versatility.
Yeah. Very cool. Thank you so much for your time, Miles Kennedy. And we're looking so forward to the new album coming out in January next year. And of course, for your tour, when you come to Hamburg and to Germany. Next year, 2026.
Yes.
Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.